stop. Max and Stacy's threesome. What's up, everyone? It's Lex and Stacy, Threesome Podcast 99.
Yes. How exciting.
Our last double figures podcast, never to be done again.
You're right. I hadn't thought about that.
We will be in triple figures for the next 899 podcasts. Or until we're dead.
Wouldn't that be 999?
No. Because this makes 100.
It's math. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I are not good at math.
I already had that talk with myself, so I had it figured out. Because I did the same thing. I'm like, would that be $9.99? But no.
You're so smart, Lex. That's just why you're successful.
Just a little deductive reasoning. That I took a little time to do is all.
And you did good. High five.
Yeah. So, how's your day going, Stacy?
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's great.
How's yours going, Lex?
It's fabulous. Everybody's being cooperative, and it just couldn't be a better day if I tried.
I sense that the snark is strong with you.
There's a strong snark in the force, yes.
What's wrong, baby cakes? Tell me.
No.
Just open up.
It's just stupid things.
Like what?
It's just, well, you know, I got the chick who doesn't seem to want to get out of the chair to see who's knocking on the door or where my wallet is.
Huh?
She's like, I'm comfortable in my chair and I don't want to get up. And I'm like, yeah.
Maybe that's who's knocking at the door, though. They were trying to return your wallet.
It's what I said. I said, have you made the connection yet, since my wallet's missing, that it could be somebody bringing it to me? She, of course, went, no. I'm tired. I went, I'm tired too. You know, want to know what I'm tired of? Want to take a couple of guesses? She's like, whatever. So there's that. And then there's, I got Taint, who went out and, played tennis with a buddy of his this morning and now believes he can beat me based on the fact that he and his buddy were able to hit it back and forth over the net today to each other.
That is kind of a prerequisite for being able to play tennis.
Yeah.
So see, that's half the battle.
Yeah, it's easy to do when you're hitting it to each other and not much speed on the ball and no spin on the ball and no changing up distances and, you know, spins and directions and everything else. There's kind of a science to the game. So to think, it's a game I play a lot, so to think that you can just step on a court after your nice little outing today and even win a game off of me is insulting.
Please video it if you guys do play each other.
Oh, I'm sure we will. But he's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure after seeing what I've seen on your video, I can beat you. I'm like, just bring your money. We don't need videos or we don't need any kind of, you know, critiques or anything. Let's just play for money. I said, and I don't care what amount it is.
I was just going to ask, for you, what is a what is an average sports bet for you?
Whatever
money-wise.
Whatever somebody wants to do. I mean, I can, I don't like losing money, whether it's $5 or $500.
I know, but if I said to you, you know, I bet you a dollar that the Lions will win the Super Bowl this year, would you take that bet?
Yes.
Okay.
If all you wanted to spend was a dollar, and that's all you should spend on that, by all means.
Hey, Peyton Manning chose the Lions as one of the six teams he's rooting for.
Well, hey, I'm rooting for lots of people. Whether they're going to win it or not, it's a totally different deal.
I know. Now that Calvin's retired.
You know, it's just one of those things. I don't mind betting what anybody wants to bet. And if I'm sure I can win, which in this case I know I can, whatever amount he wants to spend, I'm all about it.
Okay, what if I said, Lex, I'll bet you $1 million that the Lions aren't going to win the Super Bowl?
I would bet you $1 million.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That they're not going to win the Super Bowl?
Yes, I have a 32-1 chance of winning that bet.
Which means you have a 31-32 chance of losing it.
Yeah, I'm not going to lose that at all.
How?
Because the Lions aren't going to win the Super Bowl.
I know, but I would be saying that they're not going to win. So you would have to say that they're going to win, right?
No, I thought you were saying they were going to win. I'm the one saying they're not going to win.
No, I would only bet a dollar that they're going to win the Super Bowl. Let's not be silly.
Okay. No, I wanted to bet you $1 million that they weren't going to win the Super Bowl.
No, I claimed that one first.
Yeah, no, I would not make that bet based on it being a horrible bet.
Understood. And agreed.
Bet just as horrible a bet as Taint or D beating me in tennis.
Well, don't accept any beverages from them beforehand or food.
I think I could get Bill Cosby'd and still beat the shit out of both of them.
Really?
I do. I think I could be shit-faced drunk and still beat them both easily.
Lex wakes up. He's got a tennis racket in one hand and a black penis in the other. And he's still hitting the balls.
I don't get it.
You said Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
He has a black penis.
Oh, his black penis.
Yes. He's
black, so I was wondering where...
Well, I know that. Yeah. I was going with the Bill Cosby thing.
Ah, I see.
I'm sure D has a lovely penis.
I don't know. I couldn't
really
tell you.
But you've seen Taint's... I was going to say Tyler. Taint's penis.
Everybody's seen Taint's penis.
Yes.
He's not afraid to show his penis.
Well, D shouldn't be either.
He's not. He's just an adult.
Understood.
Yeah.
There's a time and place to unfurl the monster.
Taint's just a single douchebag that doesn't care, and D's a guy that's got family and kids and a place in the community, and he just chooses not to walk around with his dick hanging out, is all.
So does Taint have a sizable member?
No.
Really?
No, it's average. It's you wouldn't be disappointed or aghast.
Is he ginger down there too?
I don't know.
So no lingering glances.
I'm guessing he is. I'm not going to spend the podcast talking about my coworker's penis.
But we were ramping up for Terry's. Have you seen Terry's penis?
I've seen Terry's penis. It was
oh, please tell how.
It was very early in the show, but yeah, Terry and I have big contracts and small penises.
See, now I've not seen any of yours like up close and personal, but I did see the outline of your erect penis that one time.
Yeah, we're both pretty average, I would say.
Do you remember showing me the outline of your erect penis?
No. But I'll take your
word. It was the Viagra show.
Oh, yeah.
And you were wearing plaid shorts, and you spun around in your chair, and you put your hands down around your groinal area, pulling the material tight against it. And there he was.
Well, you tell me. How was he?
He seemed lovely.
Yeah, he's all right.
He gets the job done.
That's exactly right. That's the perfect description of my penis.
Not Old Faithful.
Not memorable either way. Not, oh my God, or oh my God.
Oh my.
It's just.
Oh my.
Lex, oh my.
I'm sorry.
Captain, it appears Lex has put it in warp drive.
Mr. If we ever were to have...
That
sorry.
Can't happen. Captain, it's totally illogical for you to think that if Lex is looking at strippers on Viagra that he's not going to have an erect penis. Shut up, Spock! I'll do all the dick talk around here.
Dick talk.
Scotty! Get Lex some more power. I don't know if he needs it, Captain. I mean... No, he doesn't.
He is so deliciously gay.
He's over the top gay. George Takei is awesome.
William Shatner roast on Comedy Central.
Oh, God. It was
he was making everyone so uncomfortable. And it was just awesome. Who did he try kissing? Was it Jeffrey Ross? I don't remember.
I don't remember. Hold on one
second. Okay. Still my favorite, though, is when Gilbert Godfrey roasted Joan Rivers. That was a little tiny burst of comedy gold.
Gilbert Godfrey doing anything is comedy gold.
Talking about Joan Rivers' vagina, and a unicorn was winking at me. I will watch that, and I will watch that Red Wings versus Avalanche fight from the 90s sometimes to make myself feel better.
Yeah.
If I'm in a mood to the Red Wings fights or Gilbert Godfrey.
Nothing better than watching Joe Sakic get punched in the face. Patrick Waugh.
What a big flaming douchebag.
What a big piece of shit he was.
Yep.
That's one thing you and I will agree on is the hate for the Avalanche.
Yes.
I hated that team. Forsberg. Fuck you. And the announcers, you know, when it got to the playoffs and it was the national announcers, they would just fucking almost blow the guy on TV. It was just, Peter Forsberg is amazing. I mean, look at him play defensively and offensively, and he scores goals and he stops goals, and he's just, oh my God, I want to fuck him.
See, I remember that too. I remember thinking, okay, the national announcers were like for everyone that was playing the Red Wings. There was near the love.
Oh, no. There was no Stars love either, because just because of Hatcher, there was no Stars love. And as far as the Red Wings go, everybody thought they were getting their ass kissed. But we were okay with the Red Wings getting their ass kissed because they were, you know, they're like the Patriots are now. They were just winning all the fucking time and what we're expected to. So we understood that. But the Avalanche didn't win jack shit. You know, they got to the dance like 4 or 5 years and then finally pushed through and won the cup. But up until that time, it was like they were God's gift to hockey. And it's like, they haven't won it!
That fight's amazing.
Which fight are you talking about? What year?
I think it was the second one, because it was the retaliation from the first one a year. It was, what, 96, 97? Yeah. Or 97, 98 were the two fights. But it was the second one. My favorite moment is when Brendan Shanahan goes flying across the screen and he is completely horizontal. It's like Superman. He just like flew. You know, it was like he just came out of nowhere and was already flying through the air before he hit anyone. And I think that's when I don't remember who the Red Wings goalie was. They, like, gloves came off and they met in the center of the ice.
Was it Hasek?
I don't think so.
Or was it before him?
I think it was Vernon, wasn't it?
There was Vernon, then there was Hasek, and there was another guy in there. I just don't know what order they were in. Hasek was last, I think, because that was after he came over from Buffalo. But remember, for like 2 years, he was just fucking sick. Dominic Hasek was.
Well, Chris Chelios, too. He was already old when he came to the Red Wings from the Blackhawks.
Yeah, he played till he was 47 years old.
And it was like, my God, this man is just amazing. I had such a crush on him. Oh, God, I love
him. All the girls want to fuck Chelios. Lisa's the same way. She's like, God, I would still fuck Chris Chelios. I'm like, I don't think he still could fuck you. Just because he's 74 now, I think, or something.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, he was a badass. One of America's finest products. Canadians put out the scorers, but as far as the defensemen went, that was totally totally America's deal there with the Hatchers and guys like
that. Yeah, but Red Wings had all those Russians back then, too, starting with Sergei. And there was Larinov. I can never say his name. Larinov?
Larinov?
Yeah, something like that. Konstantinov.
Konstantinov.
Fedorov.
Fedorov.
It's the Russian Five.
There was Jackoff. He's a jack off. Yeah. We had all kinds of bad names for them. We used to fuck with the Red Wings hard on this show.
Yes, I know. I was there for all of it.
Yeah. Stars.
They were amazing.
Stars Red Wings games were just epic.
Do you realize, in my attempt to, like, impress you guys, I went on a search to try to get Mike Modano on the show?
Stacy, you fucked a guy for an affiliate. You didn't have to impress us.
I got his mom on the phone, but I couldn't get him.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
She was very sweet, too. I'm sorry, sweetie. He doesn't live here. Because, you know, like, yeah, he's playing for the Stars, but he still lives with his mom.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, please, could I just...
Yeah,
so I was close.
We had him on several times when we were in Dallas the first time. Yeah, so he knew who we were. Maybe that's why
he
didn't come on. We ran off all the Dallas sports celebrities. Daryl Johnson, his wife didn't want him to come on once she heard the show. So he, like, canceled his interview with us. He's like, sorry, guys, you know, it's going to cause me more problems. And it's like, oh, my God, our badass fullback on the Cowboys is pussy whipped?
Good for her.
Hey, you need to show her your fucking paycheck, bro.
I have a feeling she's well aware.
It's like...
Speaking of which, did you see Johnny Manziel just got suspended 4 games?
You mean for the season he's not going to play in anyway?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. It's for some having drugs in his system or something.
He is such a douche nozzle. I mean, what a...
Yes.
To have that kind of gift that he has to play the game that every guy would give his left nut to play.
And possibly both nuts in some cases, you know.
Definitely mine. I definitely wish I would have had the athletic ability to play professional sports. No doubt.
Question for you. Going back in time, you're in a time machine,
mm-hmm.
and you have an opportunity to give up both balls to play and have his talent. Would you go back and not have Samantha so that you could play football? Well.
All right, this is going to sound terrible, but I still get to fuck, right?
Well, yeah.
I just don't have balls, but my penis works and I can fuck.
Yes. You're just not, you're not potent.
And I can play football. I have the ability of a Johnny Manziel.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, Sam.
I knew it.
What she doesn't know won't hurt her. Like, you weren't ever going to be here because I'm a NFL stud and I don't have time for kids. But seeing that I turned out being a pizza-eating, fat radio douchebag, you're the love of my life.
See, it all worked out the way it was supposed to.
Exactly. I mean, it's, you know, just being honest. What guy did not want to be a pro athlete? You know, that played as a kid.
Right.
I mean, come on. In a second. That's all I thought about from the time I was old enough to play sports until I had to grow up and get a real job. It's like all I wanted to do.
Yeah. If you could, snap your fingers and have the proper education for whatever, what job is, like, your pipe dream job that does not involve semi to very much fame? You know, like your current radio job kind of thing. Not getting to be a sports star or an actor or anything, but like an everyman type job, what would be your pipe dream job?
Probably something in computers or IT.
Cool. That actually was not what I was expecting at all.
Yeah, that's probably what I'd like to do.
Like programming or going into people's offices and running network cables?
Programming, of course.
Cool. Do you know any? like languages or anything?
No.
I've always wanted to learn. I can fiddle with PHP, but I couldn't start out and just start writing PHP.
I don't even know what that is.
Me either.
Ask me what DOS is.
What's DOS, Lex?
I don't know.
It's that black screen with a little blinking cursor.
That's right.
And you got to put a slash in front of everything.
So, yeah, I have no idea.
I bet you'd be great at it. Once you figured out what it was.
I'd be the move guy. I'd be like, move!
Oh, move.
Remember that bit on Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
Jimmy Fallon, move!
That perfect amount of disdain.
Yeah. And I can't get my email. Move! I would have made a great asshole IT guy. Get
yes,
up.
Yes, yes, you would have.
Yeah, it's like, get up. It's so funny. Lisa and I have a friend in Oklahoma. As a matter of fact, that's how she became friends with him, was he was the IT guy at a job she had. And he is that guy. He's like 50-something years old. And people like call, we'll be hanging out with him at the house, and people will call up and go, yeah, Troy, I'm having Troy. And he's like, I'll be down in a minute. Get away from your desk. Don't touch anything. And I'll take care of it. Because he lived like 3 minutes away. And he's like, I'll be right back. Yeah. He's just like, yeah, this car will be back in like 10 minutes. It's like, it's an amazing what plugging something in does for somebody.
Yes.
That's the kind of shit he come back and say. I'm like, oh my God. He's like, the dumb bitch kicked the cord out of the outlet on the way. It's like, it's amazing how good your shit would work if you kept your fucking shoes on under your desk.
Yeah.
Yeah, because these girls like kick their high heels off or whatever, and it unplugs the machines, and they don't think to look down there to see if there's power running to it. They're just like, Troy, my screen's dark. He's like, usually when something's dark, it means there's no power going to it. Is it plugged in? The phone calls used to be epic. Because he's like 50 and bitter. Yeah. He's seen every fuck up anybody can make in a office network situation. And doesn't even hardly have to leave the house. He like diagnoses while he has a Coors Light in his hand. Yeah. He's like, in the back of the screen, there's a reset switch. Reset it.
And there's just all that hate in his voice.
I know, it's so awesome. I used to want to go down the street and just call up with IT problems to hear him snap. It's like, let's go to Troy's office and just make calls from desks. I have a screensaver that won't shut off. Will you come look at it?
Did you move your mouse?
Exactly.
Dumbass. Yeah.
You know why the screensaver's on? Because it's saving the screen. Meaning it's not being used. Use it and it'll go away. Oh, okay. Oh, look.
You know, the way you said that just now with the use it.
Yeah.
There is a show on Netflix. It's just a one-off. It's not like a series or anything, but it's called The Frozen Chosen.
Yeah.
It's 53 minutes long, and it is just this delightful look at sturgeon fishing on Lake Winnebago.
Oh, cool.
And if you just want to see what it's like to live around Lake Winnebago, it's just delightful.
Where's
awesome.
Like, Winnebago at?
Is it Wisconsin or Minnesota? I think it's Wisconsin.
It sounds like one of those two. If I had to guess, I would have guessed one of those two states.
It was very cold.
Or possibly North Dakota. One of those three.
But they spear them. And then they all bring their ketchup to this, like, restaurant. So there's people inside the restaurant eating. And think of, like, you know, the buck poles during deer season and stuff. They have the sturgeon rod, whatever, lined up right there. And everyone hangs their sturgeon on these things and, like, guts them and all this stuff after they've been weighed. And so you're eating your meal inside the restaurant. And there's just these ginormous dead gutted, bloody fish hanging all along the front windows.
Yeah. See, that wouldn't bother me. If that was part of the motif of the whole deal, I'd be like, and you know what to expect, I'd be like, that's fine.
Right.
I'm cool with that. You know, but it's when you go to a restaurant and you don't expect that.
Yes.
That's when you're like, oh my God. Like when you, we went to this barbecue place in North Carolina, and Sandy was, we were driving all the way from Atlanta Airport to this place. So it was a Friday afternoon. Traffic was bad. She was just a nervous wreck. And she decides she's going to go out back and smoke a cigarette. So I hear the door open up, and it's just us in the restaurant because it's like 4:30 and, you know, the busy part hasn't come yet. And I hear this, holy shit! And I go outside, and there's this entire pig on a spit, the head, everything. With its leg. I mean, this was one of the biggest pigs I've ever seen. And this thing was blackened on the outside, you know, because it'd been on this spit all day, you know, and it was
right.
It was going to be tonight.
But it smelled amazing, though.
It smelled absolutely amazing, and it was going to be that night's dinner for everybody. And she's like, come look at this. This is where we're fucking eating. So I go outside and I see it on there. I'm like, yeah? I said, what do you think they look like when they're being cooked? She's like, I don't know. I wasn't expecting this. I'm like, yeah.
I don't like eating things when they still look like what they were.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. This.
I want my chicken to be like boneless, skinless chicken breasts.
And the guy.
It doesn't look like a chicken.
And the guy goes, hey, it's gutted. You know, it's not like we just put it up there as is and cooked its insides and everything. And I went, yeah, I'm cool with it, man. She's the one that, you know, had a coronary when she walked outside. I'm like, country girl.
See, now, in
country girl my ass.
Little House in the Prairie books, if you actually read the books, because, of course, they didn't do this on the TV show, Ma would take the pig's bladder and then fill it with air and tie it off, and they would have a balloon. They would play with it. They would pat it around the house.
Yeah.
The pig's bladder.
Yeah, they have a use for every single thing in that animal. If you're real country folk, there is some sort of use for every organ, every piece of tissue in that fucking thing, whether it's to consume it or make something out of it. It doesn't matter. They have a use for it, which is the way it should be.
Now, see, in Bay City, Michigan, there is a Hooters, and it's right on the river that goes through Bay City. And years ago, was there with a bunch of friends, and you're talking about the pig being a restaurant.
I'm losing you.
Oh, am I still here? Can you hear me?
And now I can hear you, yeah.
Okay.
But I lost
but this
you
deer
at,
was...
I lost you at Bay City.
Oh, Bay City, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Hooters, and it's right on the river.
Yeah, I heard that part.
And years ago was there with some friends.
Heard that part
and
too.
As we were eating, a deer starts swimming up the river and then drowns. So that's what we got to watch while we were eating our wings, was did this they, poor thing out there
did they go
thrashing.
Pull it out and eat it?
No.
Because
no.
A friend of mine and I were heading up to my lake house one time, and we hit a deer. And 5 minutes later, two guys came along and scooped it up and put it on the truck and took off.
Depending on the temperature outside and how close you are to some place where you can get it, that's totally acceptable. But you have to ask the person who hit it. You don't just swoop in and take it. The person who hit it has first rights to it.
They didn't ask. They just came in and kind of looked at me, and I, like, nodded at them like, yeah, whatever, man. Go ahead.
Our next-door neighbor here.
I was like, wait. Oh. I got a picture of it with my iPhone. I went, all right, go ahead.
Our next-door neighbor had gotten a new truck and literally pulled out his driveway, turned down the road, and a deer hit him. Because he wasn't even, like, going full speed yet. He hadn't fully accelerated, and this deer hit him. Just royally pissed because it's his brand-new, like, brand-new truck and everything. And the deer is laying there thrashing. It clearly is not going to recuperate from this. And, you know, there's that fine line now between you're supposed to leave it to the DNR or just let them die, because technically if you kill it, you're poaching. If it's out of season, it's kind of not humane. But he obviously didn't have a gun with him or anything anyway, and he felt terrible because it's thrashing and clearly in pain. So he got a hammer out and just started whacking it on the head.
With Joe Pesci.
And it gets better.
Yes. Truck, you little
he then puts it in He puts it in the back of the truck, waits for the police to come, because now you have to do a police report to be able to get insurance and stuff.
Yeah.
And it is a female. There's clearly no ball on where he had whacked it so hard. The cop looks at it and goes, oh, look, it's a little button buck. Because it actually had going up, like, out of its skull he'd hit it with the hammer. And he's like, yep, sure. Just trying to hide the non-bucky part of him.
Yeah, I think most cops, seeing that this thing hit the side of your car, would be like, it's all right, man. Just
you'd be surprised. You catch a cop who's in a wrong frame of mind, and he knows that you've just shot a deer because it was laying in the middle of the road in excruciating pain. Trouble for that.
Yeah, I'd take my chances getting in front of the judge, and it's like, yeah, judge, listen. You know, it was either watch this thing writhe in pain in the middle of the road where it was going to die anyway, or I could be merciful. So if you want to put me in jail for that, go ahead.
It's easy to say that, but when you are actually faced with going to jail for that, that's completely different. Are you going to sit in jail for that?
Me? No, I got money and badass attorneys. I'm not going to sit in jail for it. But, you know, I don't think most people... I mean, if I was a judge and I knew that's what the circumstance was, you know, and I knew some guy's poor fucking new truck got hit and he had to end this thing and knock it out of its misery, I'd be like, yeah, it's very unfortunate. You can go. Sorry you had to come in here for this.
In all of my years of living in rural Michigan, I have hit a deer exactly once, and it actually ran off, so there wasn't any damage. It left some fur in the grill of my vehicle. But the only I hit it, like, right in the middle of downtown Saginaw. Not anywhere in the country, but in downtown Saginaw is where I hit the deer.
Yeah, the closest I came to hitting one was in downtown Asheville, North Carolina. Just going right into the right in down the hill into town. He went jetting right across, and I had to slam on my brakes. My wife's like, you don't ever do that. You know, you don't ever stop for. I'm like, what are you, the fucking deer hunter? You know, She's like, no, you're supposed to.
Now, there are people.
And Lisa said the same thing. I'm like, yeah, but if you have the fucking reflexes to stop and not hit it, shouldn't you do that?
It's kind of, I mean, I agree. I will try not to hit anything, even if it's a squirrel, but I'm certainly not going to put my vehicle in the path of another vehicle to avoid a squirrel.
Oh, no.
You know, so you just have to figure out what, at what point, you have to be very quick thinking, what's going to be worse, me hitting the school bus full of children or me hitting a squirrel?
Anyway, Stacy, that wraps up podcast number 99.
Woohoo!
100 on its way, our last double-digit podcast ever.
So sad. So bittersweet.
It is. And we will go ahead and move on into triple digits next time. We got plenty of stuff we didn't get to today. We kind of got knocked off on a bunch of tangents, better known as the Lex and Stacy Threesome Podcast.
And it's called Free Thinking.
Yeah.
The free flow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll just go from there. So we'll see you next time. Bye, Stacy.
Bye, Lex.